Our next topic up is death of a partner. Richard Wagler, Wagler Electric from Milbank.
Good afternoon. My goal with this is that you here as business partners and all of us are in relationships of some sort. My goal is that you would benefit from this. Tim Wagler was my younger brother. 3 years ago tomorrow, he died suddenly. Tim and his wife, Christine, lived on a hobby farm not far from here with their three sons, 15-year-old Sean, 14-year-old Eric, and 8-year-old Joshua. They had a bank barn on their property, and they housed and fed cattle for a local dairy farmer. On Saturday, February 8, 2020, Christine and the eldest son, Sean, left for the morning. And Tim and Eric had just recently turned 14, went out to the barn to do their morning chores, which involved feeding cattle and bedding cattle. Tim went upstairs in the barn to fork straw down into the cattle pens. They had openings in the floor for that, and Eric did the feeding on the main floor. And as they had decided before, whoever would get done first would come and help the other. And Eric finished the feeding, and he noticed there was no straw coming down the hole, so he went upstairs, found his father pinned beneath a large square straw bale. Evidently, the straw bale had fallen and landed on him from behind. And so Eric called for help and ran for the skid steer. And managed to get it up in the barn and took the bale off of his father and did what he could till help arrived. And Christine and Sean arrived home soon after, and the paramedics and others, some of you are here today. God bless you for what you did that day. But Tim was gone. Tim was the youngest in our family, and he was my only brother, and we also had two sisters. In 1993, I established Wagler Electric, and in 1995, I married Barb Zare. And the next year, in 1996, I hired Tim. If I remember right, I hired him on his 18th birthday. In 2005, Tim became part owner of the company. And we each own 50% of the company till he passed away. I was happy to shed some responsibilities, and he was young and eager to take them on. He was a man of energy, and he said things like they were. Didn't have to second guess what he meant. And as time went on, he took over project design, estimating, and project management. I continued primarily looking after the accounting and the bookwork end. And the business kept growing, and eventually we brought one of our employees in as a service manager to look after reception and do the project scheduling and so forth. We do a broad range of electrical projects as well as designing and programming automation control systems. At the time of his death, Tim had been with the company for 24 years, and he was part owner of the company for 15 of those years. Besides being business partners and brothers, my wife, Barb, and Tim's wife, Christine, were sisters. So our lives were very close and very intertwined. So 3 years ago this afternoon, late this afternoon, Tim came back from a job, looking at a job. It was a nice new project. And he came into my office and showed me the blueprints. And we talked about them briefly. He turned and headed out of my office that day. And just as he reached the door, he stopped. And he turned around. He looked me in the face. And he gave me a smile that I'll never forget. I never saw before, and I'll never forget. And then he turned and without a word and went to his office. I turned back to my work, and it kept nagging me. It's like, what was that all about? Like, what? Where did that come from? And I went back to my computer, and I just kept thinking, you know, I'm going to go over and ask him. And I just passed it off, I never did ask him. And I was the first to leave work that evening, and as usual, whoever would leave first, we would just holler and say, "See ya." That was it. And that was to be the last time we did that. And, you know, it turns out I should have asked him what that smile was all about. I don't know if he would have known. But grief is a very complex thing. And the point I'm driving at here is that regret can be a significant part of grief. And I'd like you as business owners this afternoon to think about that. I had a very hard time knowing what to share that would be beneficial, and I'm not up here trying to just to have a story for me to be the focus. But I want you to think about that regret idea for a bit. And if you're in a partnership, might be your brother, your sister, your father, your son. You know, there's a good chance that there's some differences between you. And there's also a good chance that those differences annoy you sometimes. And I'd like you to ask yourself the question, how much do you think those differences would annoy you if that person was lying in a coffin tomorrow? I'd like you to think about those differences. And you know, often those differences are actually things that make your business stronger. You know, people come in as a package. We, you know, when we have a friend or a sibling or whatever it may be, you know, that person comes as a package. We do well to focus on that person's good. We're not perfect either. Tim and I were natured fairly differently. And I think that's a very common scenario in a lot of business partnerships. And in those differences, often the thing we lack is the thing the other person has. And so let's learn to blend, synchronize, and cooperate with each other. You'll have a more successful business, and it's a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable. Tim and I had many good times together from our childhood to our last days, and we got along well for the most part, which I'm thankful for. But I'll admit, if I'd have the chance, I'd straighten a few things out with him. And my challenge to you today is, you still have that opportunity. Seize it. I admit that the grief of losing a brother and a business partner all at once, coupled with the added load of responsibility in the business, was staggering. And emotionally and physically. You know, commitments with customers had to keep being fulfilled. Employees needed work. Tim's responsibilities needed to be picked up where they were left off. I'm thankful that I had employees who were dedicated and who went above and beyond to help fill in the gaps. But for the grace of God and the support of my wife, I don't think I'd be here today. And, you know, the grace of God is a big subject, and it's very real. And the one thing I learned about grace is I was blessed with a church family and in the community, and many, many people reached out, and I see a lot of you here today in different ways. And to me, that's the grace of God. Grace, God uses people to extend his grace to others. And I just want you to remember that. We can be givers, we can be receivers. Sometimes we don't have a choice. As business partners here today, a couple more things. It's imperative that you stay current with each other and with each segment of the business as much as you can. Have defined responsibilities, who does what, and processes in place as much as possible. That can make a huge difference in the event of a loss. Tim had his things in order for the most part. He was probably more organized that way than I am, and I'm thankful for that. It's a painful enough process to go through everything that's left behind without a chaotic mess to sort through. Simple things like files, emails, passwords, where are they, keys, just things like that can be a very tough thing to work through. Like a little thing or something I'd like to think about yet is planning ahead, and we heard a bit about that. You know, it's good to plan ahead, and I don't think we need to, I don't want to come across like, I don't want to come across with the point that everybody should plan everything ahead in case of this, in case of that, in case of the other thing, because we can't do that. God doesn't want us to do that. You know, it's right and good to have our things in order, but God does not want us to be worriers and anxious. God wants us to trust in him. And, you know, he is there. no matter what we face. Tim had a daily Bible verse flip calendar on his desk, and the page was turned to this verse, Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is.